Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
celebrating Father's Day, which was yesterday, guys.
Oh, happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there and father figures.
For all the daddies out there. Absolutely.
Happy Daddy's Day to all the daddies.
Happy Daddy's Day,
guys. Also a separate thing.
Hey, well, speaking of separate things, this is a little separate little podcast, the Monday podcast. This is for the podcast people. This is not the stuff on the radio because Monday's a little bit of a best of from the weekend. So
this is a bit of Frankenstein on the radio show. There's new bits that you can only get in the radio. There's some best bits, but this is just the potty bits.
This is exclusive.
Exclusive. Here's a question I want to ask all of you guys. It's to do with Father's Day, right?
Bit late, but next year it'll be back.
Yeah, 365
annual
days,
thing.
It'll be back. The question is, with Father's Day and with like either taking your dad out to dinner or getting them a present or that kind of thing, when you have a partner, do you need to also give a Father's Day present to their dad?
I don't think you have to, but I think it is a nice gesture. So it's like a father-in-law situation.
So are we rewarding fathers and fathers-in-law?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, you could. I think it's any father figure in your life.
That's true.
They don't have to be related to you. It's just someone you go, hey, thanks for being you.
I'm purely thinking of the cost element.
No, you're so right.
Because I bought my dad a Father's Day present. We're going to Carl Barron. Me, Jimmy, my dad going to Carl Barron. I'm going to dinner. I haven't even told you this. We're going to dinner beforehand.
Oh,
welcome. Well, you're like dad's other son, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was so excited.
He loves me.
He's so excited.
You know, the son he never had.
No, I'm not even kidding. This is without a word of a lie, right? So I gave him the Carl Barron present. And I go, Dad, we're going to Carl Barron. He goes, oh, awesome. Jimmy coming too?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, bloody lovely. Loves Jimmy. He loves him.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a list.
No. Yeah, but we don't need to. Don't worry about that
don't
list.
Worry about it.
We burned that list. But okay, so I got that for my dad, right? And then Meg, my partner, goes, "Oh, just so you know, bought dad her dad the Father's Day present from us. I'll just put it in Splitwise, which is the little app." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." But I never charged her for the present that I got my dad.
Well, did she?
It's the first time this is going
to
happen.
Want to kind of jump in on that gift or
no?
Well, I think it does need to be a pre-discussed thing.
Yeah, but what was the gift that she got her dad?
It was also tickets to
Carl Barron with me. I'm busy.
I'm not going.
Yeah, it's just me and Meg's dad.
It's you, Meg, Meg's dad. Because Gary, Meg's dad said, is Jimmy coming? No, it was tickets to The Comedians, which is Sam Pang,
Marty Shegel,
and others.
Et cetera. So it was that. And look, it doesn't bother me paying for it, but it was kind of just
the same gift.
It's the same gift, essentially, but I just didn't know that I was eligible to pay for that.
I just don't like gifts. You know what I mean?
He's all right.
When did it become a thing? This is actually something we should Google in our own time. Like, when did it become a thing to get gifts? Because you got to get gifts for everything. Easter, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Like, it just...
Well, I know we don't
mean
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Well,
but
I know,
we're in a position financially to be able to. But imagine all the people out there who are struggling as it is.
Yeah.
Cost of living's going up, and it's like you need to, and everyone says, oh, what did you get your dad, or what did you get this, or what did you get that? It's like, well, aren't you just a loving person with a big heart?
Exactly.
You know who I blame for the? I know you're talking about where did gift giving come from? The three wise men. I blame those.
So
I blame those bastards.
I thought you were going down a Santa avenue.
No. This is pre-Santa. I'm talking about three wazzies and their myrrh and their gold and their
frankincense.
They started it.
I mean, how about I just quickly...
And also, they walked such a long way. Why did they have to...
I mean, if you believe that...
No, you're so right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
They walked such a long way. But surely that walk, constitutes as a present. You know what I mean, how long do they walk before Grace? They walk for a while,
God,
didn't they?
I don't even know.
Oh, you're not going to believe it.
Oh, what?
Gift giving has its roots in Christianity.
Yeah.
And Christmas rituals and the justification of bearing for gifts was because of the three wise men who gave gifts to infant
well
Jesus.
Well done, Nate. That has impressed me.
Wow. It started with Christmas and then the wise men gave Jesus gifts, so you need to give gifts at Christmas. And then it became, if you give gifts at Christmas, birthdays... Well, sorry, Easter, then
I bloody deserve a gift after that. That was a gift that I've just given the podcast people.
You just did that off the top of your
nog. Off me nog, mate. Straight off the old nog.
Did you know that, or you just took a stab?
Because the only thing that made me think of that when you're like, who gave the first gift? Like, why were gifts a thing? And I was like, well, three wise men. Mirth and...
There you go. Around 336 CE, the date 25th appears to have become established as the day of Jesus' birth, and the tradition of gift-giving was tied to the story of the biblical Maggie giving gifts to baby Jesus.
Maggie noodles.
Oh, like mage.
M-A-G-I?
Oh, no, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's the plural of mage. Mage is like a magician, like a holy type.
Holy person.
Yeah.
Multiple mage is magi. Magi.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Possible. I've never heard that word before.
And James 11:17 tells us that every good gift comes from above.
Oh, so God.
God, yes.
Oh, well, I mean, like you got to throw it and so it comes down. Catch. Gravity. Grace any loves good, some visual stuff.
Any good gift is a gift that you can throw and catch.
100%.
So a ball.
Yeah. Ball's
one
great.
Of those little parachute things.
Mm.
Parachute things?
You know those things that you, like a little like,
oh,
toy thing?
Those.
You throw it and it comes down with a parachute.
Did you guys ever have the toy soldiers? The toy soldiers that on their back?
Didn't they come with gum or something?
Yeah, they came in something.
They
like
did.
A Christmas cracker or something.
Yeah, and they had the little thing and you throw them and it comes out. Oh, so
I didn't tell you guys this. I watched a documentary the other day and it was about this chick, this Aussie chick, who fell out of the sky. There's a book. It's called The Girl Who Fell
Out
of the Sky.
Makes obsessed with her. She's like the fallen angel. She was skydiving and...
Oh, you
I mean,
tell
the
story.
It's a horrible story. Well, you watched it. You watched
the doco.
You watched the doco. Hey, I've got the three wise men. Let me... No,
you do this. Do it. No, you're across.
No, well, you watched the doco. I'm just going off me.
I've never heard of it, so someone tell me.
You can Google it in your own time. Moving on.
We've run out of time. Enjoy the podcast. Oh, wait, this
There's
is
no
it.
Podcast. Enjoy the podcast.
Re-listen.
No, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, she went skydiving overseas with a friend, and the guy, so it's tandem, he pulls the parachute late. Mm. But as he's pulling the parachute late, I didn't know this, there's an emergency parachute which automatically opens at a certain altitude.
Yep.
So he's pulled the parachute when the auto one's open, so they've tangled with each other.
Oh, my God.
And she's just... fallen to the ground, and she
survived.
Landed.
She survived.
Yeah. She landed on her legs, and they said she'd never walk again. And now, like, she walks, and she's fine.
Holy
and
moly!
Just
is it he?
There's
he,
footage of it because there's the footage of what you know when you get the video.
Yeah,
you
pay for it.
Yeah. And he passed away, the guy, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, that's awful.
I missed that bit of the doco.
I thought he
I might
did.
Have been on my phone.
Yeah.
I know he's both his legs were broken.
Maybe he didn't. Because I know he broke her. That's why she survived, I thought.
He broke her fall.
I haven't seen the documentary.
I was on my phone for part of it.
Maybe
but,
not. Maybe not.
I don't know.
What an awful story.
But, she's written a book.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
I think there's talks to have a movie out of it and stuff.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, too. She is stunning. Meg's obsessed with
it. And, like, her friend was overseas, so there's these two best friends, and a friend was, like, adamant. She's like, I don't want to go skydiving. I have no interest. I hate it. Mm. And her friend's like, come on. Then this happens, But, yeah, she walks, like, and the fact that she lives, you fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
Wild, isn't it? Wild.
Just crazy.
Imagine that moment.
No, I can't. I don't want to.
Because you guys have been skydiving.
Yeah.
I haven't,
and it was so much fun.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You see the footage, and she's, like, falling out of it, and she's happy, and her hair's going.
Indoor skydiving, you've done that. You and I have done that together.
Yeah. I would imagine it's not the same.
No.
No,
because you've got the actual like
you
fear
don't,
of...
Hey, you don't have to imagine. I'm telling you now, it's not the same.
That's why I did
it's
indoor.
It's a fan underneath you. On your arm.
Yeah, no, that's why I did it. I don't want to jump out of a plane. That, honestly, is my biggest fear. And people say, no, it's fine. No, this chick, just crazy.
Yeah.
You guys watch any good docos lately?
No.
Cool, that's the end of that. Enjoy the podcast.